Another question? Yes.
Yes, a question about humility.
Mm-hmm.
You can see some churches. Some people walk physically in a sign of humility. And even if they pray with a sign of humility. And besides that, sometimes somebody can humble himself so, and the Lord has lifted him up. That when he tries to help others, they see him as being proud. Maybe sometimes he has wealth. And when he helps, the people see him as boasting because he has wealth. How can you handle this?
I understand the second question. If these are two questions, then you have to ask them separate. I'm getting older and my mind is getting very simple. One question at a time. But the second question I understand. Let me say, I think I know it. So if I'm doing things and people think that they're, because it's out of pride. I would first re-examine my own self. Is it because of some pride I do those things? Or I would try to disguise what I'm doing a little bit more if I can. So I'm trying not to distract people with me or my wealth. You could give a sister some money to bring it to a person. And just make it anonymous.
Okay.
So we can, I mean, those are some things we can do. But remember, Jesus was criticized because of the things he did.
So if I'm a Christian,
the Pharisees hated him for his miracles.
The Pharisees no dag
They didn't care whether the person with the withered hand was healed. They didn't care about that. You see, they were jealous of the attention, of the great thing he did. It's just that you have to take every opportunity when you can, and that's proper. Is to explain that God wants us all to take what we have. I think electricity. And serve God. Don't focus them on yourself. Help them to see they have resources. And we all give. Sometimes we don't have money. But you help carry something for someone. So in this way, we're focusing people not on ourselves, but what they should be doing. And then, of course, take all the people and let them focus on how Christ empowers them, equips them to do those good things.